We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four. Everyone got the hands in the air with the four. Time to finish strong. We have extra incentive to finish strong today.
Why is that?
We have food at the end of the segment.
I knew the answer to that, but I can't believe how good it smells.
I know.
The whole time driving down here, the whole time I drove down here, I said, I am not getting seconds. I'm not getting seconds. Now that I'm on my second Labatt Blue, there's a decent chance I'm getting seconds. There's a decent chance.
We would be so disappointed in you, Ross, if you didn't go for seconds. It would break tradition, number one. We can't have that.
That's right.
So you want to talk some Penn State commits, some new ones?
How about the Penn State commit, Ross? Are you ready to talk about the Penn State commit?
Dude, both these guys are good.
Where do you want to start? Which one do you want to start with?
I don't know. Bob is more of the producer, I feel like, so I'll let Bob.
I'm more fascinated by the safety because they
the JUCO.
The JUCO, yes.
Let's start with
him. Brandon Smith, a five stars, that's anytime you get a five star, that's.
I have a question about this, actually. I didn't get a chance to hear what Greg said on Monday. Was Greg on Monday?
Yes.
I didn't get a chance to hear what he said yet. What did Greg say about Brisker at Gateway? Like, he was just a true freshman this year at Lackawanna, right?
Yes.
So, I want to know, how come I never heard of this guy? I mean, it must be grades, I'm sure.
Yeah, I heard there was some academic issues, that kind of thing, which caused him to go. And I think that affected his recruiting. That's what I.
Because I never even heard of him.
Well, here's the thing. We want to know what Greg Pickle has to say. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Here's what's on the floor. Ross Tucker wants to know what Greg Pickle has to say.
We literally brought Greg in on a Thursday just for this.
That's how quickly we respond to your questions, Ross. Mr. Pickle, how are you?
I flew all the way in from Middletown just for this.
He's not like a flyer.
That's right.
He's not a good flyer.
So my question, Greg, is I watch Brisker. He's awesome. Everybody likes him. How come I never heard of this guy a year ago? Like, his grades were that bad that he was just totally off the radar?
I think that's...
I mean, he's from Gateway. He's a Western PA kid.
That's the only explanation I think you can make. And I think Terry Smith may have been very quiet about this, made sure Penn State was aware of this kid. But
if he wasn't going
to qualify and they weren't going to be able to pursue him, there's no reason.
Because somebody else could have taken to him, or someone else could have.
Exactly. I mean, if you read the quotes that a few of the recruiting services had from the head coach at Lackawanna, and he says this guy walked in, and in three games he started as a freshman, and nobody does that at Lackawanna, and he was just raved about the kid. And I think that
he seems like their best player.
Yeah. So if you read between the tea leaves, I just think that they knew that this kid was really good, but that he needed a year somewhere. And they didn't want to tip anybody off, so they just kept it under their hat, and nobody noticed, and it sort of worked out. It's good to have connections in that part of the state.
And that's why Terry Smith got hired.
Part of it, yes.
You know, Penn State doesn't take very many JUCO kids unless they have a huge need or they just think a guy's that good. And I'm not surprised watching him that Alabama offered him. He looks like an Alabama safety. He plays like he runs the alley, and he's hitting to kill. Like, he's not up there I've done a couple of Alabama games. Like, the whole crowd, makes this noise when there's a big hit. They all go, ugh. Brisker's out there looking like Ronnie Harrison and these guys from Alabama running the alley and just trying to blow people up. I love his tape. I was like, how have I never heard of this guy before? I was curious.
Yeah, I just think that they kept him, they knew who he was, but they didn't want to, because you don't want Alabama to find out,
No.
That's how you lose recruits. I mean, Antonio Alfano is a prime example. So, yeah, you don't want them to find out they did, but in the end, Penn State was able to get it done.
Until it's too late, right? You want them to find out until it's too late.
While we have you here, Greg, I had a question. Come on. You're here. You got
all the way here. Why not?
Yeah. Hey, there's no free lunch, Greg.
That's right. Yeah.
So
there actually is a free lunch. That's what's awesome.
What I don't understand is how they do the ranking of these JUCO guys. How does that compare to how they're ranking the high school kids?
Well, the biggest difference, I think, is that you don't have as many JUCO evaluators. You don't have as many guys paying attention to the junior college scene. You might have a guy in the Midwest handling those schools, and you might have somebody in the East that's aware of Lackawanna, but it's definitely less, and they can't go to camps. But I mean, the good news is at least that you have game film that you can evaluate those guys on at another level.
At a much higher level.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's fairly similar, but at the same time, it definitely is, I think there's less eyeballs on it for sure. But you do get better film, so I think the evaluations are probably better too.
There's it.
See, I like it.
We asked, and Greg shows up.
I'm telling you, this guy reminds me, thank you, Greg. This guy reminds me so much of like an Alabama guy. Because he can play, he can cover. Like he can play out wide. He had excellent coverage in the slot a bunch. Like they put him in the slot and he was pretty impressive in the slot. Really, really good instincts against by far the best competition you'll see. I mean, these guys, most of these guys are Division I FBS or FCS player. This isn't like high school football. Like this is like, and he made it look like he was still playing high school football. Like he was that dominant at junior college. He looked like he had a rocket booster up his rear everywhere he was going on the field. It was really, really impressive. Big time hitter, an open field tackler. He will come in whenever he comes in. Now, we can't bring Greg back again.
But I already started drinking Labatt's Blue.
But sometimes,
that's why he came in.
But sometimes JUCO guys come after 1 year, but they say he needs 2 years there. Which, by the way, tells you all you need to know about his academic thing. Right?
Right.
Like a JUCO guy can sometimes leave after a semester, after 1 year. He can't come until after 2 full years, which tells you he really had some work to do to get eligible academically. But I'm telling you, this guy, he will be like their best special teamer the day he's on the team.
Does he have some nasty in him?
Yes. He'll be their best special teamer, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's one of their starting safeties when he comes in. Both these dudes we're about to talk about, well, we're done with Brisker now, both these guys are awesome. Like, well, awesome.
Let's get to the next one. But first, you are listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four, a special part two edition of Tucker's Tape because we had so many commits this week. And we are just about 5 or 10 minutes away from eating, perhaps more importantly.
5 minutes and 14 seconds to be exact.
But before we can feed you, Ross, let's talk about Brandon Smith, 5-star linebacker out of Virginia. Huge gap, right?
I don't really have, like, for Marquise Wilson or some of these guys, Tyler Rudolph, I usually have, like, one question mark. Like, one thing I'm just not too sure about. Brandon Smith, first of all, rare size and length for the position. Yet when you watch him, what is he, like 6'5",
6'4"? I have him listed at 6'4", 223.
Right. And he's got really long arms. He's almost built like Cam Brown, except he knows what he's doing.
Instincts.
All the time.
Instincts,
yes.
I think, is the word you're looking for.
And at his size, yeah, he has crazy range. Yeah. Like, he can cover so much ground so quickly. He changes direction and has and his quickness. It's almost like he's a 6'1", 210 guy, right? Like, where he's just really quick changes. You watch his tape. He's putting his foot in the ground, going back the other way, and then he's hunting guys. I mean, he runs like a deer. Like, he's running guys down. It's really impressive. Like, so remember when Cam Brown played linebacker, yeah, and I said, I just don't see how this guy will play linebacker, right? Yeah. They're going to have to move him to the end. And we've seen he can play, but he's, you know, there's been some issues there. This guy's a linebacker. Like, I've seen people say maybe he'll move to the end. I highly doubt it. This guy is going to become like a first-round pick caliber linebacker. So this year, the Cowboys took Leighton Vander Esch from Boise State at like 6'4", 253. The Buffalo Bills took Tremaine Edmonds from Virginia Tech at 6'4.5", like 256. That's this kid. Like, he's going to be a 245, 250-pound linebacker who can still move in coverage and make plays in space. Like, Penn State, you talk to them sometimes, they really are looking for more NFL-type guys, right? Mm-hmm. They want NFL left tackles. There's no doubt in my mind they're looking for guys that are that type of athletes. That's what this guy, he's not moving to the end. This guy's a linebacker who I wouldn't be surprised if he could compete to play this year.
Wow.
If he was eligible to play this year. He's not. He's got another year of high school. He's really, really impressive. I don't really have anything negative to say. He's not going to move the defensive end. He's going to be a linebacker. He's going to be a very, very good one.
Yeah, and just real quick, Penn State, if you accept the premise that Micah was recruited as an athlete, they put him at linebacker because they're desperate for blue-chip linebackers. He's their first blue-chip, in my mind, their first blue-chip linebacker since Mowdy. Mowdy was, and this kid's is bigger than Mowdy. I mean, they haven't really had in the system a blue chip linebacker recruit like this. Because I don't really view Micah necessarily as a linebacker recruit, but we're talking about, you know, Mowdy played it as a true freshman in 2008. That's how long it's been, 10 years. It's been a century since they've really had, I think, a prospect like this at linebacker.
When's the last time that they had a linebacker drafted high?
So, yeah, the last two linebackers to be drafted were Hodges and Mowdy in 2013. And Mowdy had, like, just torn up his knee for the second or third time, and he went in the seventh round. Had Mowdy been healthy and never ripped up a knee, he probably would have been like, a second-round pick.
Like Sean Lee, Navarro
Bowman.
Sean
Lee went in the second round in 2010. Navarro Bowman had some issues, and he came out early. I think he went in the third round that same year. But that's really been it. I mean, you got to go back to Paz in round two to the Bills in 2007.
See, what an unbelievable career that guy had, by the way.
Just
how does that guy not just go right to Hollywood? He looks like a superhero. Paul Posluszny looks like a superhero.
He's like the linebacker equivalent of Howie Long. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Same guy.
Yes.
And by all reports, just a great guy, too.
Mm-hmm. Posluszny?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Really smart.
He checks all the boxes, as Ross has been talking about. There's no.
It is weird, Bob. It's a good point. It is weird that linebacker you doesn't get, like, hasn't been getting the five-star, the big-time linebacker prospects. I'm telling you, this guy is – he's just really rare. He plays like a guy much smaller. He's really rare. I was thoroughly impressed. He is – like, I'd be surprised almost if they redshirt him. Although, I've seen some good stuff from Luketa, and we'll see – Mike, this is another reason why Mike is probably going to end up a defensive end. Because this kid's going to end up playing linebacker.
Well – this is what happens when you're playing in that different neighborhood with the big boys, Alabama and Clemson, and you get this kind of guy. That is it for our show this week. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ross. Next week, Andy will be back in this chair. Looking forward to it, guys. Now it's time to go eat.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.